Hey everybody, what's up? This is Anakin1814 here. I just got done watching the VMAs, the Video Music Awards. I pretty much stopped watching them the past 5 or 6 years. I don't know if I'm just an old fart or what. The VMAs used to be something I would just be so excited about, and when I didn't have cable, I'd make sure I'd go to somebody's house or have them tape it for me or something. Nowadays, I watch it, it's just a train wreck. Every year it gets worse and worse. I don't think I've ever felt so hollow after watching an award show as this one. I know I did a post, an audio boo a few weeks ago about my thoughts on award shows and how ridiculous I think they really are. But I always watch the VMAs, or used to watch them, just to get a taste, of the music, of the contemporary scene, of what's going on with pop music. But tonight, it's just like things get worse and worse and worse. Now, I know I've been listening to the actual radio, to FM, a lot this summer. Since I got this new iPod, I don't have the right connector. I need an FM transmitter for my car. The new model doesn't work, blah, blah, blah. So I've been listening to a lot of FM in my car instead of my iPod. And I realize a lot of the top 40 stuff, the new stuff, it's very, very auto-tuned. That's the trend right now. It's that everything sounds like it's coming from a computer. And it's just like you have a pretty face and they just fix it in post. And even somebody like Taylor Swift, whose music is basic, very basic singer-songwriter, just basic country music in a way. It's even amazing when you see her perform live, how out of tune she always sounds. So there's obvious some brilliant studio engineering going on with her. This summer I got out my old Live Aid DVDs, and I was amazed by how much a lot of the one-hit wonders from the 80s, this DVD set's from 1985, it's Live Aid is from 1985. So these performances are 25 years, and amazingly enough, a lot of these one-hit wonders, Flock of Seagulls or whoever that we kind of laugh at, when they perform, they actually sound exactly like they do on the radio. So we might laugh at them for being one-hit wonders, but they actually were a band that could play and recorded well. This idea nowadays where a band, they just don't sound as good live, is kind of crappy when you really think about it. Come on, you can play live and stuff can sound good live. So the stuff tonight, any of these new performers, it was quite obvious if they weren't lip syncing, and some of them, like Justin Bieber, they were lip syncing, but the ones who weren't, it was so obvious they had just a million backing tracks, 100 different layered vocals they were singing along with just to get the sound on the radio because it's so overly produced. I've been a fan, obviously, of Michael Jackson and Madonna and that kind of music that relied heavily on dancing and choreography and video, but it seems like now that's all the music is. It's nothing but a dance routine. To see Justin Bieber up there, that little 14-year-old kid or whatever he is, and then he has like 10-year-olds or 8-year-olds dancing with him, come on, how much younger can it get? So everything just had this gloss to it. It was nothing but substance over talent, not even substance. It was fashion or whatever over talent for sure. And what a sad state of affairs music is in. There were only a couple bands that actually played, and I don't want to sound like some bitter old guy. I buy a lot of new music. I buy a lot of music from new acts. So it's not like I'm coming from a place, where I'm Mr. Fossil Rock and that's all I listen to, because I don't. I listen to new music, but the new music today is absolutely horrible. And I just feel, like I said, hollow from these acts. There's like no hope. I see no performances or nobody's winning awards. That's good. Somebody like Lady Gaga, yeah, she's talented. I'm glad she won what she did. There is a talent there, and maybe she is the only hope. Or like Eminem, I truly enjoy his music. But other than that, boy, it is just few and far between. So, shame on you, MTV. Just horrible production values. You must have a bunch of 20-year-olds running your business who just think the hot trends are all that matter and the real art is just dying. So, shame on you, MTV. That's all for now. Talk to you later. Bye.